Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. Shout out to all the local sponsors, Williams Tire, Nobles Networking, hit them up for all your local needs. All the big-time sponsors, corporate sponsors, whatever the hell you call them, thank y'all. Shout out to Red Circle, everybody who makes the show possible. Today, I get to talk politics, thank you God. I don't have to talk about no stupid shit that I don't want to talk about. I actually get to enjoy a conversation today. Just playing to everybody that's been on the show recently. It just seems like I've been a one-trick pony lately, and I hate that one-trick shit. I have recently vaccinated Miss Bree here with me. She brought her card in. She wanted me to know.
Right.
She's also asked me to wear a mask several
times.
Right,
and a face shield.
Face shield.
And then one of those little bubble things.
Goggles.
Everything. Goggles, everything, yeah. Please,
we
God.
Had, she, I'm telling you, she's like a walking condom.
Oh, no.
That's what.
Do not associate me with this damn COVID vaccine.
Today, me and Bree got to go down to a very special event. That is something that has been going on for like 70 years in the state of Georgia. It's a fish fry. But it is people in Dodge County who pretty much act like they run the whole damn state and have a shit ton of money. And we got to go eat lunch with them. Miss Candace Taylor, who's running for governor, she invited us down there, which we're both speaking at an event.
Oh, yes, we are.
Saturday with the crazy, rich, awesome son of a bitch, Lynn Woods. If you don't know who that is, go look him up. We're going to be like directly in Trump's
He's like,
ear.
He is his own hype man. Lynn Wood, have you watched some of his stuff?
Yeah, I fucking love the dude.
God, man, it'll get you hyped up over nothing.
He's insane.
He is. He's got crazy energy. He really does.
And me and you get to be around him.
I know it.
That's what's
he
crazy.
He has touched Trump.
Well, I mean, he's...
Like, he's physically been around him.
Well, he's his boy. Like, Lynn Woods is Trump's boy.
God, I'm so excited.
I am too.
I'm going to steal Trump's number from his phone. That's my goal.
You know, it's crazy where we was at today. Mm-hmm. I'll guarantee you there was at least three people there that you don't know probably has Trump's number.
Yes.
Like direct line.
So excited about
that. That is why it is so great. Like GOP stands for, it's a grand old party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the most racist name ever.
Kind
for some
of,
reason.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's
kind of
weird. But it's the good old boys and the good old girls, and we got to be part of it. They only let women come to this thing twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be one like the lucky women to come to the boys'
cool.
club.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It was. I liked, of course, Candace.
Right.
I didn't like the other guy. I made the
other guy. I know who you're talking about.
His fucking card's in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to have him on the show because I think he's completely full of shit. Like, I can sit there and look at the guy and thought it was...
Politician.
Yeah, David... how do you say his name?
I think I lost his card here, accidentally.
Tell me how you
unquote.
Say his name. Is Bella...
I accidentally...
Bella Isle?
Belle Isle.
Bella Isle.
It's Belle Isle.
It sounded like he was from fucking Twilight.
David Belle Isle. He, right. I don't know. He's definitely a career politician.
He looked very sweet.
Yes.
He looked like he was from Alpharetta.
Yeah. I told you that. I said he looked like he was the mayor of Alpharetta at one point, which he was.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I grew up in Dodge County, and the fact that that thing down there exists and people that are big-time politicians know.
It's in, like, a little hole.
It is.
Like, you have to walk down this, like, dirt road. You can't even park. You have to park somewhere else, and you have to walk down this little track, and then you get to this big opening.
I will guarantee you people have went there and not left.
Yes.
Like, back in the day, there has been.
Yeah.
Like, first thing I do, because I always think the worst, and I don't think the place is, like, a hotbed for racism or whatever, but I start looking at these old trees, and I was like,
why do you think I was looking around?
I was like, somebody swung from this tree.
Stop, Josh. Somebody, you can't say that.
Somebody has swung from one of them trees. I'm not saying black. I ain't saying white.
But you know people are going to assume that's what you're talking about.
I'm not. It could have been a white person. It could have definitely been a white person that was swinging from those trees. No, that place is, and I dug it. Yeah. I dig it for this, that I like the fact that there's people that want to get elected in this state know they have to go through.
You have to.
That.
And a lot of the big names you won't see at these little tiny little places.
Well, they were telling somebody was telling us a story earlier about when Brian Kemp came there two years ago, and like just they know like it's kind of cool to me. Like I believe in the Dixie Mafia stuff. I don't know if you know like a bunch about that.
You've made a couple like
Dixie
comments
Mafia,
about that, but I don't know if
Dixie
you're
Mafia supposedly. Used to run the whole state of Georgia.
So it's like a whole thing. It's a real thing. I thought you were being just sassy.
No. Like, Dixie Mafia is like a real deal ass thing. It's like, supposedly, people used to run the entire state from, like, this area. Like, all around, like, that way. It's a very secluded area, and if you can't tell, like, it doesn't look like when we went through the little town.
Yeah.
Doesn't like it's grown a lot.
No, it stayed the same.
Yeah, but there's so much money.
Yeah, it's that old
that's
money.
Down that way.
Old like, Southern money.
So, like, it's kind of cool, but Dixie Mafia literally was, it's what you think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally what you think, but instead of it being Italians and mobsters and all this stuff, it's farmers, and it's folks like.
Which I would rather deal with the Italian mafia than the Dixie Mafia, because right after they're done with you, they'll sit there and look at you with that condescending look and say, bless your heart.
Oh, trust me.
You know they will.
If they're going to have their way with you, you probably don't get to look at them afterwards.
Right.
There's like some old stories, and I'm not trying to get shot, which I really don't care. I think most of them's dead and gone now. But there's like some old stories that people will tell you from around here that they straight up say, like, you can't fucking repeat this.
Right.
Like, and even though I'm saying it on here, I'm not going to tell stories. I'm just what people have talked about. But it's where, I know one guy told me at one point in time that there was people shopping. Like, we've had, what was his name? Dan Rather? Somebody huge that was like
Dan
on
Rather,
60
that name
Minutes.
Familiar.
He's a
60 Minutes guy.
I think he might have. I can't remember exactly which one it is. Some big name guy that was on the news or whatever. There was like an actual journalist. Has came to Dodge County before to write a story about this. And he very quickly realized it was not a good idea. These people, like, it's kind of badass.
Yeah.
I love it because it's where I'm from, but it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary that just a few people can run so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, a few people can run so. And how far are we away from Atlanta there? Like, how you drove almost from Atlanta.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get to the studio? Like 2.5 hours?
2:45, yeah.
2:45. So then another 45 there. So yeah, you're like 3.5 hours from Atlanta. You got people that supposedly back in the day used to run the state from 3.5 hours away from the capital.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is cool to me. But yeah, going back there today and then hearing Candace talk, I didn't like the other guy, but Candace actually gives you hope for politicians.
Yeah. Because she's not a politician, and I don't trust any politician at all, any career politician I don't trust, and I never will trust, because they've made their living off of empty promises, and they've made their living off of being a salesman. That's what it is. And that's why I like Candace so much, is because she's not a career politician. She genuinely cares about the people of Georgia.
Yeah. I really, really hope that she has in her mind realistic views of this. Because, like, even like old dude that's cards on the table, David, was talking about, oh, yeah, I was doing good for Secretary of State. Then all of a sudden, some dude dropped $2 million out of nowhere. Like, unfortunately, because of stupid-ass politicians, not always the best person wins. And I hope she understands that she might be playing like against a loaded deck.
Yeah.
But I really hope people hear her voice and the people that she associates herself with, us. And like some more people that's going to be there Saturday. I'm excited for you.
I'm now. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, dude. I am. You're going to be, I'm telling you, you're going to do great.
I know once I start, once I get, it's like, it's just the anticipation of it because I've never, I mean, I haven't spoken in front of a crowd in, God, since college. So, and it's, I don't know.
How often do you do lives and stuff?
Maybe once every other week, once a week, twice a week. Somewhere.
You get a lot of people in them, I'm guessing. It ain't gonna. You get more people in your lives than it's gonna be there Saturday.
But it's. I don't see them. It's just me.
I mean, I get that, but still, like you, you're a natural speaker. You're an attention grabber, and you're gonna kill it.
And that's my thing. Like once I start going, I know I'll be fine.
You know how bored you were. I'm guessing you were bored because I was bored out of my fucking mind. Whenever old dude was talking, like
I don't even remember. All I remember was him being all salty about that $2 million.
Yeah,
I'm like, way to be like live in the past, first of all.
Yeah,
and then being salty as fuck. Like, I mean,
that dude definitely wears a mask.
Oh, for sure, he wears a mask.
He definitely wears a mask.
Yes.
Like everybody there, I pay attention to the crowd a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there was just like, I'm ready for this guy to shut the fuck up.
And
like,
he didn't grab anybody's attention.
Well, he got up there and he talked like a politician.
Yes.
You don't talk like a politician
to those people.
I said it on, which Candace has probably went back and listened to the video now, but I'll tell her the same thing, is her husband got there and sang a beautiful song about God, beautiful song about Jesus, but it was not the right environment.
Mm-mm.
Like, he should have listened. When he walked up, heard them playing.
He should have played like Country Road or something.
He should have played something. Don't you ever say Country Road.
Why? Why?
It's the most basic ass white girl
country
song.
I love it. I am basic white country girl.
Of course you do. but no, like they're playing, when we pull up, they're playing Merle Haggard and Ricky Skaggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should have listened to the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, I get what they're, like, Candace's approach with everything.
I mean, her whole platform is Jesus, Guns, and Babies. So that's what she wanted to lead off with.
And I get it. I like the platform.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. But she also said something, and I'll talk to her about this to her face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know you will.
She also said, like, no compromise. Like, we're not going to compromise on anything. There's some of that shit you have to compromise.
You have to,
politicians,
yeah.
Your job as a politician is to represent your district or represent your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
But there's sometimes you have to bend, but you have to bend for the sake of everybody, and then you have to tell us why it is good that you bent. Like there's no way you cannot. That's the only thing I'll fucking knock Trumpy on besides his Twitter was when he got headstrong about something. He got headstrong about it, and you can't do that.
No, you can't be black and white on it.
I can pause it if you want to answer your mom.
No, I'm not. No, mom, she can't.
She's trying to dress you up, dude.
I love my mother.
Oh, I can't wait to see you in your cute little ballerina outfit Saturday. She's going to have you looking all great for your dance
recital. I'm going to be wearing these jeans right here with these big old rips in them.
That's
what I'm going to do.
Go out there and be yourself. What I was getting to with Candace didn't sound like a politician when she started. It was a little too rehearsed, which I say it's too rehearsed.
That's why I don't want to.
That's why I don't want to practice.
That's why I told her, I said, just let me know, like, kind of what you want me to hit on, da-da-da-da, and then...
Oh, don't do that.
What? Mm-mm. Okay.
Don't know.
No.
Okay. Regardless of her, and me and you both like her, you go up there and you talk about the things that you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Do not start going down that road to where you're going up there talking about... what she wants you to talk about.
Well, she went through like my TikTok and she like pulled things from my TikTok. So it's not like she's like exactly telling me what to say. She grabbed things of like from my TikTok.
I got you.
So it's not like I'm pushing her agenda.
Yeah. Okay. So you said that
I did.
You made me think that you were getting up.
No. So she pulled like things from my TikToks and all that stuff, and like law enforcement and like how it's important to, you know, still stand your ground versus like, and talk about how I got fired based off of my political views, and you can still, you know, you just got to stand your ground.
See, I keep telling you this, and I am, if I was a person in politics to where I was looking for the next person to mold and everything, you are perfect for it. Like, if I was Lynn Wood, or I was somebody else who's going to be there, I would pay a whole lot of attention to you. Women are fixing to be the ones that are elected a whole lot more.
1,000%.
A whole lot more. But they have to be, like, strong-ass women.
Like Tommy Lauren, you know who she is?
I don't know who Tommy
Lauren
is.
Oh, my God. You would love her. I'll have to look her up. She's incredible.
But, like, I think the feminist agenda has been pushed so long that I think some women have kind of took offense to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you almost, without me ever having this conversation with you, I almost probably think that you have took offense to the feminist movement. Because instead of you having to be like, why do I got to be equal to this fucking guy? Why can't I be superior?
First of all, men and women are not equal.
Yeah, they're not.
We're not. There are some men that are greater. Yeah. There are some women that are greater. And my thing, I cannot stand modern day feminism. It is toxic as fuck.
Yes.
If you want to be treated like a man, go into a divorce courtroom and be treated exactly like a man is treated in a divorce courtroom.
That's one of the realest fucking things I've ever heard.
If you want to be treated equal, go in there as if you are a man.
Yeah.
You will get your ass handed to you. Oh, you don't want to be treated equal. Oh, okay.
There's a whole lot of women out here to say they want to get treated equal until they get put in certain situations.
There's some things and that women are just not built for.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We don't have to do every fucking thing that a man does, and a man doesn't have to do everything that a woman does. It's fine if we have separate, like, I don't necessarily believe in, like, gender roles like the 1950s version, but, like, I don't see anything wrong if a woman wants to come home or even stay at home and cook her man dinner while he works 9 to 5, go for it. If that works for you, go for it.
I don't have a problem with it whatsoever, ever, either way. Like, if you want to be a Chick-fil-A mom, and all you got to do is take the kids to school, pick the kids up, stop your ass by Chick-fil-A on there and from.
It is whatever makes you happy and whatever works for your dynamic in your relationship.
Or if you want to be a fucking, I don't know, police officer or CEO of some multi, do whatever you are fucking fit for. Like, do what fits you.
But men and women are not equal. We never will be. We never have been.
But what I was getting to for the feminist shit is, I think women politicians are the next wave. And I don't mean this in a negative way. For anybody that's fit can take this, I am not racist. I love black women. I love everybody. I got a black dude doing a show later that's funny as fuck, way funnier than me. One of the reasons why Candace. I don't know why I can't say names right.
What were you saying?
I don't know. I just found out I've been calling the barbecue guy that I really like. His name's Bland.
The guy that we went to just now?
I've been calling him Blaine for fucking years. I've known him, like, and his wife finally said something to me the other day, and she looked at me like, have you been saying this all along? And I was like, yeah. She's like, it's Bland, dumbass.
What, have you been saying Blaine or
I've
something?
I've been saying Blaine
all
the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm
stupid. I went to school with the Bland.
But African Americans, like Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams is a lesbian. By the way, I don't know if you know this, she is fucking intelligent.
Absolutely.
She is so...
Some of the best dictators
smart.
Are.
Smart. She is a genius.
Hitler was a genius.
She is a... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is a lesbian. She's African-American.
Is she married
to a
man,
woman.
Though?
I don't know if she's married. No, she's like full-blown lesbian.
She's out.
If you go back and you watch when her and Kemp were running for governor at the same time, Kemp was always asking where her family was.
I've never seen her with a family.
Which
is fine. Like, be who you want to be with, whatever.
Because she knows.
She would gain a lot of votes, though.
I almost think it's a white woman. I think that if it's a white woman, I think her agenda for a lot of stuff, I think it gets thrown out the window. I think that's why you've never seen her. I think that is why you have never seen her.
Oh, my God.
Now that might be completely.
I'm on that conspiracy train.
That might be completely false.
You know I love my conspiracies.
Oh, I do. That might be completely false. But I ain't
That's
never
totally
seen her.
It, Josh.
I've never seen her. But the thing about it, if Stacey Abrams was to come out and she had a white wife or girlfriend, then everything that she's done, like the African American community is gonna be like. Because you know, I don't know if you noticed about black women. You know what black women hate worse than racists? Black men dating white women.
Why?
They fucking hate it.
Why?
I do not know. But I'm telling you, there is some salty-ass black women out there that are pissy about, like, because they always say, like, the brothers or whatever they want to say. Uh-huh. Like, oh, no, he wanted him a snowflake.
Oh.
A snow bunny, I think is usually what they call it.
That's a little racist there.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean. They know I'm not racist. I'm just speaking
to other
people.
Not you. I'm talking about them.
But think about it. If you're in the GOP and you know that Brian Kemp's not going to fucking win... Also, do you know how hard it is to unseat like an active governor or
marital
active
status
sheriff?
Unmarried?
Yeah, telling you, her girlfriend,
husband or spouse not available.
Yep, I'm telling you, it's a white woman.
That's so it. You're all. Oh, that's totally
it's it. It's a white woman. It only makes sense. But you know how hard it is, like, because Kemp could be governor again if he was to win. Like, he's got you can run as much as you want to, I think, for governor. But
there's no cap.
I don't think there's any cap. Yeah, but if they know Kemp doesn't have a shot in hell, well, what do? Put a woman up. Mm-hmm. You put a. I think that's why Lynn Wood and other people are pushing, because they know Kemp loses to Abrams. They
yes.
know 100%
yes.
Kemp loses to Abrams. Mm-hmm. I think that the people that are supporting Candace, I think that they know that she actually has a realistic chance. Mm-hmm. Of like them saying, okay, look, we know fucking Kemp is done. Mm-hmm. Let's go woman to woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go white Christian conservative
Complete
school teacher.
Opposite, yeah, of Abrams.
Of Abrams. So then, like, because some women, like y'all are not you. Some women are going to vote for Abrams just because she's a woman.
1,000%.
Because there's never been a female. Governor
but
of Georgia.
The left party, there's no gender, so how could they vote
they
for a
woman?
They
say that shit. They don't fucking mean it. They're
that's
not.
What I'm, that's I'm what I'm saying. They're like, you. Oh, Madam Vice President. Wait, but y'all don't have genders. Yeah. So
they.
That's what drives me nuts.
The left wants everybody to be free and carefree and all this shit. But they're the first people to be like.
They are so wound up.
Yeah. They want everybody to be equal. But then all of a sudden, it's like, you're doing Black Lives Matter over mm-hmm. here. You're saying, there's whatever genders. And like, no, we're equal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why the fuck are you pushing this?
Yeah.
Like, that's why it tickles me when people say the Democratic Party is the party of the people.
No, it's not.
Neither one of them are.
No,
I mean, honestly.
Not. No, neither one
gonna,
of them
if
are.
If you're going to play it fair, neither one of them are. But if the GOP is smart, I think Candace... it's sad to say this. I think she loses if it is her, unless she just goes balls to the wall. I think people are really going to like her if they get to know her. I think that's going to be the problem with her,
mm-hmm.
and that's why she's bringing people like me and you mm-hmm. on. It's getting her message out to people.
Because people know, I've made it very clear, I do not like politicians. Yeah. I don't trust a single damn one of them.
I know you didn't go to the first thing that we did, but that's the first thing I said when I got on stage
mm-hmm.
is, hey, look. I'm the most skeptical person. I do not like politicians.
Can I steal that? Can I leave it there?
You can.
Okay.
Because I got some
I'll
good
pay
shit.
You royalties.
That's fine. you owe me $500 if it gets 500,000 views.
That's some shade right there.
Yeah, there was we saw something earlier. This is inside joke. But anyway, no, like.
500 views.
It's funny.
They think they're somebody.
They are fucking morons.
You only get $500 if you get 500K. Oh, and then after the contract's done, we can still use your video for promotion.
That is literally buying your content.
And I'm just like, no, thank you. That's why you got to reread. I don't care how big the company is. I'm not fazed by how big your company is. If you send me a shitty contract where you're banking off of me and I'm only making 500 off of like one post. Not one post. It's like 500K views, which is hard to get on TikTok. It is, even with my platform.
Yeah.
You're not using my face.
I don't blame you. Yeah, but also, you get to negotiate. Negotiate. I literally love haggling and
bargaining. I might respond to the email and be like,
That's an open offer. That's what they think, that they're doing you a favor. And when people think they're doing you a favor.
No, I'm doing them a favor.
Yes.
I have more followers. I don't mean to like toot my home. I've got more followers on TikTok and Instagram than them.
Yeah.
And they're going to sit there and act like they're doing me a favor.
I know. I've paid. I wish you was going on vacation with us because I want you to meet Kate Stinson so bad.
Oh, that girl. I love her. She's badass.
You and Kate would be the
she's single,
fucking
right?
Cool. Yeah.
You should be with her.
Kate?
Yes.
Nah. She lives in Texas.
She can move here.
Probably, I'm not dating anybody that works in social media.
A lot of fun.
I don't care.
It's a lot of fun.
I share so much of my life with people.
Yeah.
Between the podcast, everything else. Mm-hmm. My relationship will be private as hell.
I could see
I'm
you
gonna,
doing that.
I'm going to pop up one day married as fuck.
And nobody will know.
And nobody's going to.
Well, I saw this one quote that says, keep your relationship private, but not your partner.
Yeah. Whenever, like.
Which obviously Jim and I don't keep. Yeah. No, like we do keep our relationship private. Like the parts that matter, we keep it private. Yeah.
I mean, I even told you when we were standing out there at the thing a while ago, I hate social media.
Yeah.
I hate it because
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me money.
Oh, yeah. It makes me money, too.
I get to
do this, travel here, travel there, and do all this stuff and get to do what I do. But at the same time, like, there are some mean-ass people on social media that their job all day is sit there and just leave mean comments.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, just don't read it.
Yeah.
Just put.
I've started doing that. Yeah. Like, I've started just looking at the people that I'm friends with on social media, and I'll just like their comments. Other than that, for my mental health, I can't keep looking at the comments.
You can't, dude.
It will ruin. Like, those two comments I told you about earlier ruined my whole-ass day that Saturday.
I let two reviews on my podcast kind of put me in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
One was one that me and you did, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first one you did. They were like, I think y'all are fake. Like, I don't think,
oh my God.
I don't think that, like, y'all even know what you're talking about and stuff.
Right.
And I started to just, like, you know what? I'll show you something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, this person is probably sad.
Yes.
They probably didn't listen to the show. They did listen to the show. They listened to the bits and pieces that they wanted to listen to. I'm not a fucking CNN or Fox News correspondent. I know what I know.
You know the psychology behind people that just leave troll comments? The psychology behind it is they leave mean comments because they have something with rejection. Like they have this psychological thing where like they crave rejection.
Yeah.
So they leave these comments because they know that they will get rejection.
I don't see how people crave rejection. I also am learning, like, from the girls that have been in here that have the OnlyFans and stuff about the who.
I will not do it.
Don't.
I will not. I don't even care. Like, there's some girls that like just post like in like tight tops or what. Do what you do. Do what makes you money. What you are comfortable with. For me, I will not open that door.
I get why people do it. And I don't like them.
It can make a lot of money.
I mean, between Paige the other day saying she made $1.3 million and Kylie in the past year, and then Kylie only having it since November, and she's made like $300,000-something. Like, I get it. I do. But for people like me, you, and even Kate, like me and Kate was just talking about it, it's where we want something in the future in politics or whatever, mm-hmm. or brand recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I could use $100,000 right now,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it. Right. I can't do it because I know it will fuck up something in the future.
And
for me.
What my mom always told me, she said, God doesn't hate money. He hates the love of money.
Yes.
And I don't ever want to get to the point where I crave money so much that I'm willing to sacrifice my morals for it. Yeah. And I mean, thank God social media was not big back when I was in college. Oh, my God. Like, thank God. Like Facebook was – Instagram was not even a thing yet.
Yeah.
And Facebook had just come out, like, open to the public. And you had to, like, take pictures, go home, upload them, and all that stuff. Like, you had to work to get your pictures up there. I mean, I'm sure, like, as, you know, my career goes off and does all this stuff, there's going to be shit that comes out.
Oh, you have to, like, just, I'll tell you.
But thank God, like, a solid bit of my 20s, I was married.
Yep.
So, like, almost a decade, I was married in my 20s. So, thank God for that.
Gracie is going to be 10 this year. So, even when I was bearded bastard, And I used to like these contests, like the Titty Tuesday, Hump Day stuff that got me like 100,000 views every time I did it and made me a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I got to the point where I had to realize, like, is this how I want to be recognized forever?
Right. Yeah.
And it's took almost 3.5-4 years since I've done it. And people still, like, every once in a while some dumbass will pop up and say something about it. But fuck them.
Right. I mean, and I always think at some point Landon is going to get asked, is this your mom?
Mm-hmm.
I always keep that in the back of my head.
I worry about
that. Always.
I worry about that for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that has got to be such a hard conversation to have, especially if, because I know some people that like post videos of more than just them posting a nude, you know? And like, if somebody accidentally shows that to your youngin one day,
I don't want my son to ever be like, I mean, I've made some poor ass decisions in my life, but I don't want it like now. I don't want Landon to ever be ashamed of me. And that's, I mean, I don't put him on my TikTok for that reason because he didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for any of this. So why would I put him? I mean, and anybody that puts their kids on TikTok, whatever you want to do, whatever you're comfortable with.
I think each situation is different.
But yes, each situation is completely different. But for me, I just don't feel comfortable putting him out there.
Well, Kylie's the same way. She doesn't post.
You don't see a damn thing on her kids.
You don't ever. But see, like mine is part of me.
Yes.
Like, and I understand y'all's kids part of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's not, but like, my kid is fucking funny.
She is. She is you to a T.
She's perfect. I tell folks all the time, if you think I'm good at this, you give that girl until she's 18 years old, and I get to coach her between now and then, and hopefully we've built something very successful by then.
Yeah.
Oh, she follows all these women on TikTok and stuff, like the Carly D'Amelio's or whatever they are, like all this and everything.
It's Charlie, but
I always say her damn name wrong. I don't even know who she is. I don't even think I've seen one of her videos.
You also said David Belleisle.
I can't read. I am dyslexic and a dumbass. But no, like I see her with all these people and I tell her all the time, it's like, Grace, I promise you, if you are true to who you are with your personality, 10 years from now, whatever platform is big at the time, you're probably the queen of it.
She's going to kill it.
You're probably the queen of it by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I tried my best, and I looked, and I couldn't ever find a kid. I had this thing that I was going to do at one point in time, and I still might do it. Hell, I don't know. I wanted to do a conservative kids clothing line.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to be like, I wanted to do videos and stuff with her, her. But it's like little conservative queens.
I need to
queens.
Get her a First Lady's kid or future First Lady's shirt.
That's cool.
I'll go ahead and order her one.
Okay, well, I got to give you some shirts too for you leave anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I want to do some stuff like that with her because she's going to be so recognizable. Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Yeah.
She already gets so embarrassed. Like when we're out places and people come up, and we live in a small town, but from used to work in radio to now in this area, a lot of people know me.
Yeah.
And they treat me like I'm something. And I ain't no fucking different than them. I get up and go to work sometimes just like they do.
Mm-hmm.
But she cannot stand when people come up and talk to me. And then it freaks her out when they know her.
Right.
And it's weird. It's weird.
It's not a normal life. It's not.
I don't know if I could ever. I hope I don't have to. Hope I don't ever have to go back to a normal life because I'm so used to it now.
Yeah. See, this is all new for me. Like I was telling you earlier, I still don't know how to act when people come up to me, and because like I don't ever want to feel like I'm dismissing them in any way because I'm not. But I also don't want to come off like arrogant.
Yeah.
You know, like oh, okay. Well, do you want a picture? Like who?
Oh, never
like,
ask.
I never ask.
If they ask, that's cool.
Right. Yeah. I never have. Yeah. But I just there's a line that I'm trying to find. You know.
You just got to do what's comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Like, I was weirded out today, to be honest with you. When we got to that event, and it's in my hometown, a lot of these people, like, when I was growing up between, like, 18 and 22, I was not a good person.
No, me neither. Then exact bracket. I was a terrible human.
Those
17
four,
to 22. Yeah,
those 4 or 5 years right here, I am not a good person.
I hope nothing comes up between those years because I was not
I did a whole episode by myself and just put my shit out there not long ago when stuff started blowing up because I wanted...
like Brittany Jade does. Brittany Jade put herself everything out there.
You got to.
She was such, because she didn't want anything coming out.
Well, there was something I heard one time, and it makes perfect sense. It's people tell us to grow all the time. Well, to grow, you have to have come from a place to where you were less than what you are now in order for you to grow. But you've got people wanting to go back and knock something you said 5-10 years ago. Well, guess what? You're celebrating me now that I've grown a little bit. You can't go back and knock when I said some dumb shit or when I've done something. Oh, I know. One of the things I said when we did the first rally for Candace is when she said she wanted to come on my show, I thought she was crazy. I was like, she's pretty sure that her political career is going to end. I was pretty sure that was going to end before it begins. Because, like, I'm rough.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about it, like, later on after I made those comments. And it's like, look, if anybody wants to hold that shit against me, I have forgiven myself for it.
Absolutely.
It took me so long to forgive myself for the mistakes that I made to put me in a lot of holes and whatever. And, like, today was just kind of, I was waiting on someone to say some slick shit about from when I was young.
Yeah.
But instead, every time somebody talked to me, they was proud of me. Yeah. And, like, that's celebrating the growth and not whatever. Mm-hmm. So even if you bring up some shit on me from years ago, bring that shit up, bro. Because I'm going to show you exactly where the fuck I'm at now.
I mean, I don't even think anybody could dig anything up on me. One, because there wasn't a whole lot of pictures taken back then. But also, like, everybody that I, like, knew and hung out with, it's all in Florida. Like, everybody.
The only thing I'm really scared of is I don't want anybody to find a picture of me with my collar popped and a she-shell necklace on.
And you got that, don't you?
A choker.
You do. I need to see that.
There's one somewhere.
Yes.
There has to be a picture of me with a seashell choker.
Yes.
I can't say those words, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, seashell. A choker.
It's a hard
one. And a pop collar.
Yeah.
No hat. Don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
I went through that phase, too. I had the popped Abercrombie thing and then the...
That's what it was.
And then the... Yep,
oh, never mind. It wasn't Abercrombie and Fitch, because my fat ass could never fit in Abercrombie and Fitch.
You could never.
There is no... I couldn't fit in them. They were so tight, like...
They were little.
I don't know who the fuck wears those clothes that are dudes. Probably David Asbell.
David...
Whatever his name
David
is.
David Belisle.
He looks like he wears Abercrombie and Fitch shirts.
No, he probably wears, like, Vineyard and Vines.
I got Vineyard and Vines, though.
So, you're one and the same.
No, David. I'm not. That dude gets facials.
His skin was so
That's
glowy.
Not even what I'm talking about. That is not even. He might get a chemical peel too, but that dude definitely gets facials.
Jesus.
I'm telling you. And I like the gaze. I like the gaze, but there was sugar dripping off his feet as he walked his ass up
you're
there.
You're so done.
I'll tell you. This is another reason. They're going to be like, Josh just called him gay. And it's like...
You didn't call him gay. You're thinking he might possibly be.
Oh, no. He'll suck a Peter.
Don't say Peter.
He will. He is a Peter Puffer.
Oh,
there's 100% chance. 100%. I'm going to show a picture of him to the two lesbian friends of mine who I'm in their wedding and to Flawless Lawless. Yeah. I'm going to show him, and I'm going to ask him, like, hey, do you think? And I bet all three of them's going to be like...
Do you think this guy likes guys?
Duh. That's what
I can see Lawless. I'm like, yeah.
God, I like her.
I love her. She is badass. I have told Jimmy time and time and again, I don't like women, but something about Lawless.
You're like the fifth woman I've heard say this.
She's just daddy energy. That's all it is.
She's badass.
She is. Like, she looks like she could, like, fuck everything up and go in and this and that, and then at the end of the day have you, like, a lasagna. Like, that's Lawless.
That just turned me on.
Right.
Like, fucking everything up within the lasagna at the end of the day. I'm like, maybe she's the one I'm sweet talking to death.
Probably.
I don't know.
You need
I
to
hope
get with
I
her.
Don't. I hope I don't get that drunk where I think it's a good idea
to try and hook up with a lesbian.
I promise you, I ain't turning a lesbian. And she doesn't look
especially not Lawless.
She does not look like the type to try to turn.
She ain't. She's on that. She's on that path forever.
Oh yes,
for sure.
I dig her. I don't know how the fuck we got so off. Well, what I was saying a while ago before I got so way off topic was when you go up there, just be true to you. Just be true to you. I do not even know what the hell I'm going to say.
How do you do that? How are you not like...
Are you passionate about this stuff?
Yes.
Like yesterday when me and you talked on the phone, you were so pissed off.
Oh my God.
Look, you know why that David dude was boring today? Because he sounded like
he
a politician.
Rehearsed. It was rehearsed.
Look, if you're passionate about something and you have knowledge about it, get up there and just let the passion run through you. Think when you get up there that there's somebody in this crowd right now that is a actual decision maker. There's somebody's mind that you could change, or not change, but come up with a good idea.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with us being in front of Lynn Woods and hanging out with him, I am going to be as open about everything I've ever thought of politics, because this person literally, whether he likes or wants to give me credit for an idea, if he likes the idea, there might not be anything I can do to back that idea up, but maybe he has someone that can actually take my ideas and twist them or change them to where it works. I'm not about being the face of politics.
No.
I want to help with stuff.
Right.
I want to help make a difference. Now, if somebody ever asked me to run for something, I'm doing it. But you're going to have to ask me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
never going to willingly run.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Somebody's going to say, you know what? I think it'd be a good ass idea, Josh, if you run for Senate or you run for an area representative.
Yeah.
Like, I would. You'd have to ask me.
Yeah.
But, like, also, too, I would be so nonchalant about it. I wouldn't do anything right.
Yeah. I would just be like, that sounds about good. Okay, let's do that.
Or I'd be like,
well,
I'd,
you got 27 pages to read.
I'd be on national television, and that dude who Brian Kemp has, who's the sign language reader, it looks like an old me. Like, I would be on there and be like, you know what? This is stupid fucking law.
Right.
And he'd be over there like sign language, like middle finger. Like, I don't think I'm built for it. But at events like what we're going to Saturday, when we have the chance to talk, nobody in that crowd wants to hear the same generic shit.
They don't.
So.
You're right. I have a tendency to overthink things.
You're good at what you do on TikTok. That is why she wanted you to do this. Because you're knowledgeable. You're passionate. That's all you have to be when you get up there. I'm going to start off pretty much by saying the same thing that I started with the other day at the other event. And that's, you know, I think most politicians are full of shit. And I told her before she came and did my show that I was going to treat her that as if I thought she was full of shit about something, I'm calling you out on it. But not to be ugly towards you, but because I want you to be what you say you're going to be.
Right.
I want you to, if I'm going to support you, if you're going to support her, then she has to be the person that we not want her to be. But she has to be her, and we have to follow her for who she really is.
Right.
And if she has
I could even say that I was a liberal in college, because I was.
You should.
I was a total lib in college. But it's easy to be a lib when somebody else is paying for your shit.
Hey, look, when you get up there, talk about you. Like, that's a great starting point. That's actually very wonderful. Yeah. You start there and be like, look, this came along, and I just realized, like, this is the road I wanted to go down. I had to change my way of thinking. Because I realized how I was thinking before, it's not it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know exactly how to start, but...
You know, once you start, you're
just
gonna
keep going. I'll be on a ball.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. If you...
I know how I'm going to end.
Yeah.
I know exactly how I'm
going to end. How are you going to end?
Don't. I'm not telling you.
People ain't going to know.
Okay. Well, Jimmy,
I mean, this is
Jimmy's probably going to be there.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm going to... Something like, you know, I get... Because one of the main questions I get is, why do I keep doing what I do when I get so much hate from the left?
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to ask Jimmy to, I'm going to start crying. I'm going to ask Jimmy to bring up Landon.
Aww.
I'm like, this is why I do what I do. So that he doesn't have to grow up in a country and worry about getting fired over his political views. He doesn't have to grow up in a country and pretend to be a certain political view just to pass a class in college. And he can grow up and live in a country where it's not tyranny.
Yeah.
He is literally why I keep doing what I do.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
That's one of the things I talked about at the other thing. Like, I was telling them, like, I don't want my kid to grow up and be soft.
Yep.
I'm tired of seeing soft. That's the reason why we have all these dumbasses now that's still wearing masks.
Yep.
Are having to show pictures on social media of their travel card where they got vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, you soft
You've
son of a bitch.
You never needed it to travel in the first place.
Yes. If you are not comfortable with me wearing a mask, you wear a fucking mask.
Right.
You take care of yourself. If your mask works, you don't need me to wear
mine. And your health is not my responsibility at the end of the day. If you're afraid of this fucking virus with a 99% survival rate, you stay the fuck home.
You are never, ever going to convince these people that grew up soft and they grew up so damn just everything had to be their way. Mama and daddies used to beat your ass.
Mine did.
Oh, yeah.
With a belt. I got to pick which belt.
Yes. They didn't get their asses whooped because it went from, we're supposed to punish our child, to, let's be our child's friend. I boss my kid around.
Like, me too. I saw it today.
Yeah, I tell her what to do. Because when somebody that has authority tells you what to do, you do it. But also, if I tell her to do something and it's completely stupid. This day has never happened yet, but it's going to happen. I'm all about testing.
I have to peek.
Let's go ahead and stop. Okay. Why don't you just say that? As I was saying before we had to go take a piss break for somebody.
Have a child and then come back and talk to me.
I've had one.
Okay. Have you had it exit your body?
Oh, no. I don't identify as a woman.
Okay. So.
No, I have. I was born with balls.
Right.
And a wiener. Therefore, I'm pretty sure I'm a man. And I wonder
it's a
why those
great way to come back.
I know. I wonder why the Transformers don't like me. They actually really like me.
I know
they think
do.
I'm cute. But no, I'm all about testing. And like I tell Gracie to do all this stuff now. But if a day comes, I'm gonna tell her to do something. And I don't know when it'll be or what it will be. But I want it to be so stupid that she looks at me and she's like, why the fuck am I doing this?
I'm not doing that.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
And the second she does that, it is her having, she has freedom. Like, she has a chance to make her own decision. And it has a chance for her to rebel. Now, if it's something she's supposed to do and she acts like an asshole about it, she gets punished because I am her father.
1,000%.
She is supposed to respect me. No matter what. But if it's something completely stupid and I'm in the wrong and it's obvious that I'm in the wrong, I want her to stand up to me.
Yep.
Because all that is you standing up to authority.
Yep.
But I want her to do it the right way.
Right. My parents always told me you need to respect authority, but you also need to challenge it.
Yeah, you can't. There's too many people now because the fucked up thing is the people think that it's cool to rebel against everything.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to rebel against everything.
Because little Tommy didn't get his way growing up.
Oh, so then the whole school has the fucking whatever now. Like, it's stupid. And I don't want her to be soft. Because that's all you're seeing now is a soft generation of kids who think that whatever social media puts out and whatever's trending is cool or whatever is what
it.
You're supposed to do.
They follow it. Like, I don't want my kid to be a follower.
Yeah.
I'm the only conservative in between the three of us kids.
Yeah.
My two brothers are both liberal. And my parents are super, super conservative, even more so than I am. So you can imagine. But
did you grow up in a strict conservative house?
Yes.
Okay. That's probably why they're liberal.
Yeah. Yeah. And my older brother is atheist liberal. My younger brother is agnostic liberal.
Okay.
I don't want Landon to believe what I believe just because I do.
That's
I want
exactly
him,
right.
And my parents and I don't agree on everything. I don't agree with a whole lot of stuff the conservatives say is right, you know. But I want Landon to, I want to build that foundation for him. But if he, I want him to challenge me.
Yeah.
I do. When he gets to that age where it's okay to do that, right now he's 5 years old. No, do what I say at the end of the day, yeah. You know, but I want him to get to an age where he's like, Mom, I don't really like that you did that. I don't really understand why. I want him to challenge it. You know, because I don't want to grow a softie. And if he is ever on any kind of baseball team and they give him participation, nope.
Yeah,
not
we don't
doing it.
We don't do that. I was cussed out the year before last because a parent asked me, was I buying trophies for the kids?
No.
Coaching softball. And I was like, first off, there's two teams.
Mm-hmm.
No. They didn't earn a trophy. And they was like, no, they're supposed to feel good. And I'm like, no.
They should feel good by showing up.
They're literally – they've done nothing to be rewarded for.
Right.
Yeah, they came out, they had a good time. That's their reward.
Right.
You got to play a sport. That's your fucking reward.
Right.
Like, I wish I could go back in time now and play sports.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wish I could play sports right now with just, like, pickup teams or whatever.
Yeah.
Just the love of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want kids to learn whatever you do, even if you fail, that you're supposed to get something.
Yep.
You're not. Life is going to hit every one of those kids in the fucking
and it's the parents' fault.
It
is the parents' fault. And I cannot stand people of my parents' generation complaining about my generation.
Our generation.
You guys are the ones that raised these soft asses. Not my parents. You guys did a great job, by the way. But they raised these soft people, these soft kids that think that everything should be handed to them, that it should be $15 an hour minimum wage. No, get out there, because if we raise minimum wage to $15, then everything else above it's got to be raised.
Well, that's why you see all these people now. We are fucking, 4 months into Biden?
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these people now that are like,
they're not
working. Gas, the gas has gone up. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit's gone up. Lumber's fucking through the roof. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, so this is what happens when you give dumbasses their way.
I did a video the other day that said, do y'all remember when Trump said, they're not after me, they're after you, I'm just in the way? And I said, does that make sense now? Because it's completely true. Now people are seeing that they were never after him. They were after us.
Yeah.
And the fact that that there are still some people out there that don't think that's true is beyond me.
Well, the people who don't think that that's true are the people, I'll guarantee,
that are riding the system, first of all.
Some of them are. You're right. But it's some people that have enough money, or they have just enough of an education to where it doesn't affect them.
Mm-hmm.
For the majority of people that are middle class, all right, and when I say middle class, that's what I am. I am middle class.
Yep.
You're probably middle class too.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why more of this shit affects us than anybody else, people that are lower income, they live off the government.
Yep. They make more money off of the government than they do going to work.
They make their money off of the government, right? Mm-hmm. And the people that are in the higher tax bracket than us, it doesn't have to affect them because they've got enough money.
Yep.
It's the people in the middle that the shit means so much to, because we're the ones that it affects.
Yep.
We're not living off fucking handouts.
Nope.
And we're not having so much money in the bank that it doesn't matter.
Right.
And that's why the middle class is being attacked more right now than it's ever been. You usually see, when you see somebody like you on social media, and I'm not saying you argue with people, but if you were to argue with somebody.
I used to in the very beginning.
It is either somebody who has a whole hell of a lot more money than you.
It's normally the people
that don't. Or it's a fixed income person.
It is normally 9 times out of 10 people that don't have anything, that don't have any money, that are living off of the government.
Because their life doesn't change.
Right.
And all these years ago, in the past 30 years, when the government has become daddy, to all these people, like, that is why. How stupid do you have to fucking be to not realize that the government has literally said, hey, I'm going to take care of you. And all you got to do is fucking every 4 years vote for me. Keep me in office.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got
to
do.
You know what I did with my STEMI check from Biden this
year?
I donated to the NRA.
That's cool as fuck. I did not.
And I got $2,800, too, for me and my kid.
Sweet.
And I was just like, oh, I could do so much with this money. I was like, but you know what? The government wants you to get accustomed to them paying you. I'm not about to do that. So I was like, what can I do with it? I was like, I'm going to donate this to the NRA. So that's what I fucking did.
I definitely probably got drunk off of mine.
You probably did.
I probably did. I probably did some good shit with it. And I don't remember
what
I did.
At least you had a good time.
Yeah. I wasn't fit. I mean, I never wanted it, but I was definitely going to accept it.
Right. I mean, the way that a lot of my conservative friends, they justified it by like accepting it. Yeah. Like, well, technically, Trump signed it. So
I don't give a
shit. And I was just like, well, I don't give a shit. Like, that's money from the government that I didn't, you know. Well, I think somebody said, like, money that you put into the system, which is true. Yeah. Like, oh, that's all money that I put into the system. That they're like, they're trying to mask it as like, oh, well, we're helping you out. That's my fucking money.
Exactly.
That's my money.
Yeah, I don't care whoever sent it. The government has took so much from people over such a long period of time. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I'm okay with the stimulus, mm-hmm. because they have been fucking us for mm-hmm. so long.
You know what's even more jacked up? Like, I know that you don't agree with unemployment at all.
Yeah, I don't.
But whenever you get unemployment, you then have to pay taxes on that unemployment. Even like that's.
Well, hold on. But when you say I don't agree with unemployment, understand. Like
people milking the system.
People milking the system,
yes.
Abusing
Clarify
the
that.
System.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that have gone on unemployment. I got buddies right now.
I was on
that, that got cut from the pipeline. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got cut from the pipeline that fucking Biden cut out. And these people had been making money and had their livelihood connected to mm-hmm. it. Yeah, you know what? If the government's going to fuck you, take their free money.
Yep.
Take their free money. Or
it was
somebody
like
13,000
jobs or something like that.
And like somebody like you that gets fired for your
Which
political beliefs.
I had applied for unemployment, and I had been doing it every single week for like 3 months, and then I never got a single penny from it.
Yeah.
They still have not accepted it. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I never saw a penny of it for like 2-3 months. And I was like, I don't fucking care anymore. I'm going to make my way, and I'm going to do it on my own.
I don't blame you. I mean, but they have screwed people for so long, though, that when they give something out like stimulus checks, and some people that I know they're against them, mm-hmm. fuck that. They have screwed you at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes shouldn't be the way that they are.
Yep.
The whole tax system is stupid.
Yes. I heard somewhere, and I don't know enough to speak on it, but, like, taxes somewhere goes against the Constitution.
It is.
I need to look into that more so I can speak on it more, because I do, God knows, as a conservative, you cannot say anything.
Well, do you realize that why we broke away from, like, England in the first place in 1776 mm-hmm. was because we wanted representation over taxation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a fucking thing. We wanted freedom to worship any way we pleased,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't want to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, fuck it, we're going to start a new country.
You want to know something ironic I just saw? It said in 31 years, Prince Harry's son can run for fucking president of the United States. It said touche, King George.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fucking good. Damn. I didn't
right?
About it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's not, you can't tell me that I work my ass off. Well, I don't. Let's just say Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy with farming.
Oh,
I love my fucking farming.
He pays a shit ton of taxes.
My family are farmers, and I've seen the struggle of the American mm-hmm. farmer over the past 20 years.
Every year's different.
Yeah. Somebody like him busting his fucking ass
mm-hmm.
to get his crops out, to get everything out or whatever. And then at the end of the day, I've got to give 33% to somebody that didn't get their fucking ass out here and turn a wrench or do anything. No, fuck you.
When he goes to work from like 6 a.m. till some days, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And people think that farmers make bank. I mean, some do, some don't. It's just a matter of what the crop yielded that year.
Yeah, I mean, you're at so much mercy.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people here that just do disaster crops
mm-hmm.
that they know that they're screwed, but they file so much insurance on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... Farming to me is one of the last true professions for grown ass men and women.
Yes.
Like farming, I understand like why any woman would want to be with a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I never knew I did until I was.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't go back. Like these rough ass hands, I can't do
anything. Well, I'm not really talking about his hands there, you sicko. But yeah, I'm talking about like the work.
The ethic.
There's so many things that comes along with someone who's hardworking.
Yes.
Like, hard work, though, Jimmy's probably not a soft-ass man.
No, not at all. With anything in his life. Like, he's
probably, and a lot of that comes from busting your ass as a kid farming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'm hard in a way, or hardened in a way, to where my dad did drywall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times when I was young to where I had to go work with him.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hard fucking job.
Yeah.
And it makes you understand the value of a dollar. Like, even though he probably only paid me minimum wage, and that's probably all I was worth. Right. Like, honestly, as a kid working minimum wage, and he might have been less than that as far as I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But he was teaching me, and I didn't know it at the time. It's like, do you want to bust your ass and make minimum wage and sweat to death and be out here and just work your ass off? Or do you want to push yourself harder?
Mm-hmm.
Have which I have no formal education, but do you want to push yourself harder
and find
something else that is going to make you money? Mm-hmm. Or you just want to be stuck here?
Right.
And the problem people now is they're just stuck there,
right.
But then they bitch about being stuck there. They don't want to improve. Something that I very much like about you, and I don't know if I've said this to you before, I think a lot of people would shy away from what we're doing Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people would shy away. But those are the fake-ass people.
Yes.
People like me and you actually want to bring about change.
Yep.
I know we're going to get picked on about something.
I got a comment one time that said, that's great, but like, what are you doing to change anything?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, you have no idea.
Exactly.
I mean, and I know that like when you do stuff like this, it opens the door for criticism. But those are just from unhappy ass people.
Because I'll tell you this, if there's any pictures took and the crowd's not full or there's a lot of mm-hmm. people there, I'm going to tell you, me and you's going to catch shit about it.
Right.
But I'm prepared for
it. I'd like to see them do what we're doing.
Exactly. We're actually trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
If it falls on deaf ears, well, guess what? It fell on deaf ears, but we're still trying. What mm-hmm. the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Do not be one of these people that talk about, oh, I'm a patriot, I'm a patriot, I'm a patriot.
But you sit at home what and just doing, repost dude? TikTok videos like, to your
Instagram.
And
then when you have a chance to go talk or you have a chance to reach out to people or to open yourself up, mm-hmm. you're scarce.
Right.
You're scared.
Yep.
How are you going to make a difference being mm-hmm. fucking scared?
I've gotten so many messages and comments that say, the messages are the people that are like, I'm scared to say anything about my political views, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, then you can't say shit whenever this country goes to shit.
Exactly. You can't
because you sat back. And can you imagine, if the people of Germany rose up against Hitler, if people just didn't go like sheep, like they're doing right the fuck now. And actually did something about it and spoke up and be like, you know what, this doesn't really, because what happened first, what Hitler did first was he divided people. That's what he did first. He didn't just go ahead and put people in the gas chambers. That's not where he started. That was the end. He started with dividing people. And see, now that's what the Biden administration's doing. They're dividing people black and white. If you're black, then you got it, then you already are automatically oppressed. And the white person's got this above you. So they're already putting us against each other. That's what they're doing.
Well, and this is like, if it wasn't race, it's going to be religion next.
Yes.
I mean, it's whatever. People need to realize that it is not race. It is not religion.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally the haves versus the have-nots.
Yes.
It's the people who have power mm-hmm. against people who don't.
Yep.
Me and you are trying to get our foot in the door, mm-hmm. and we want to represent the have-nots.
Right. Because right now it's about good versus evil.
Yeah.
It truly, that's what it's boiling down to right now.
Well, it's people that have found a way, how you've got poor people that have milked the system for mm-hmm. years. You've got rich people that are career politicians that know how to milk the system too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's double-ended. And
yep.
I'm so tired of it. And that's why I hope on Saturday, I just hope you show your passion.
Yeah.
I hope you show how passionate you are about all this stuff. Because I don't have a clue what's coming out of my mouth.
That makes me feel a little bit better. It really does. Because I don't, like, and I think a part of me hasn't sat down, because I'm a planner. I like knowing things. I like knowing what's going to happen. And I don't like being left in the dark.
Yeah.
So for me to not have anything set for Saturday says a lot about me. A lot. And I mean, if I were to go up there and rehearse, it would sound rehearsed.
Yeah.
And I don't, because that's never been me.
I'll bet you can tell with the guy who talked today and then Kansas.
Did you see the crowd's reaction from him versus her? Nobody said shit, applauded him, nothing. Mm. And with Candace, they were hooting and hollering.
Yeah, they liked her.
So
there was people coming up after talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's.
People can tell.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why there's some people on TikTok that their account, they just stay where they're at. And people are like, how did you grow? And I'm like, I'm just me. I'm unapologetically me.
You literally just said the key word to this shit, though. You're being you.
Right.
The reason why you blow up compared to somebody else who might say the same thing as you, you look real doing it.
Because I believe in it. Yeah. I'm not doing it for anything other than to get the word out. Because I've had messages and comments of people being like, you know what? I hated you from the get-go, but then I had to sit back and think, why do I not like her? Yeah. And then I was like, okay, well, she spits these things about Trump and blah, 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 blah. Well, let me look these up.
Yeah.
And then they start looking up and they find that I'm right about it. So it's like I've had so many people say, well, I was going to vote for Biden, but now I'm going to vote for Trump because all because of you. I've voted Democratic my whole life until this election.
Well, I'm so tired of the Republican-Democrat
like
separation.
There needs to be another party, first of all.
I don't think there needs to be any party.
Just vote like, hey, this is – you know, well, you're right, because some people are like, oh, well, I'm not – I saw this one thing that said, even though I'm fully vaccinated, I'm going to keep my mask on because I don't want people to think I'm a Republican.
Yeah, so that's fucking stupid.
Right. And that's so it's like we need to do away with every party. Just be like, let me see your policies and let me see your policies.
That's the way – like, I don't consider myself even a conservative anymore. I don't like titles. I am an independent, free-thinking son of a bitch.
Right.
And if I like what you say – I was making jokes about the guy who we probably do need. I'm making jokes about David Steele that we probably do need to be Secretary of State.
I meant Steele
making jokes about
David. Oh, like your Southern accent. I don't know what you're saying.
You're still playing fucking Mario, and you suck at it. Just calm down. I got you, darling. No, we probably do need him. But I literally walked off and made a joke to somebody. I was like, I would get more votes than this dude.
I think I did actually.
Like, people just don't want that shit anymore.
That they hear.
They don't care.
No.
And it's going
to
fall on
deaf
ears.
You can tell he was there just to make an appearance.
He knew that he had to go down there and show, going to something like we went today, that's showing respect.
Yes.
That is literally a fucking mafia thing.
Because, like, he had his campaign manager, Taylor Crow, following him around.
Yeah.
And then Candace, I was like, where's your campaign manager? She's like, I don't know. She's like, he's not here today, though. Like, she's there because she truly believes in what she's doing.
She knows that she has had to be there, too.
Right. Well, yeah. Like,
In all fairness, she knows that she had to be there. But You got to kiss some hands sometimes. You got to kiss a little ass. There's nothing against kissing ass as long as you do not change your belief system.
Right.
Like you have to be strong in what you do. Mm-hmm. If you don't think I'm going to kiss Lynn Wood's ass on Saturday and try to get some Lynn Wood's money.
I'm going to get some of Trump's digits is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, like rolling in this motherfucker.
Like FaceTime Trump right now, sir.
Yeah, but also, too, I believe the same thing about you as I'm about to say about myself. Mm-hmm. Me and you are going to get around people in the community that we're in. They're going to hear us, and they're going to hear something that has not been around for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be where, and like this is, like I'm talking about back in the 40s, 50s, all that stuff. You didn't have career politicians. You had men and women, everyday men and women like me and you, that wanted to represent our community because we were strong enough to represent our communities.
Mm-hmm.
That is where, like, all these representatives and stuff came from because you want to have a voice for each community.
Right.
You want to have a voice for whatever. I think that with more people like me and you getting out talking like conservative Anthony the way he's doing down in Florida.
That man. He's my baby daddy.
I can't wait. He's going to be at the beach with us, too. I cannot wait for me to Flawless. We're going to have a blast. But there needs to be more everyday person that runs for these offices.
Yes.
There has to be. And I've told you repeatedly, somebody's going to hear you. They're going to see a fucking gold mine.
But I just don't know if I want to be in any political position.
I'll tell you this. If you really want change.
I like my day-to-day.
I know you do. If you really like change, if you really want to bring about change, and you don't want your son to be soft growing up in the schools and shit, be whatever, what better way to make sure that your kid doesn't grow up in a soft-ass community than you being a representative of that community?
Yeah. There's this new thing that they're having at these public schools, the critical race thinking, critical race something.
What is that?
You better check with your kid's school.
I will guarantee you, with Bleckley County, I ain't got to worry about it.
Right.
Well, not like this school.
It's somebody coming in and teaching the kids that you're white and you need to go apologize to the other races and you already have have the higher up, and you already have this, you already have that.
I will
because
guarantee
the color of your skin.
Fucking to you.
That
that the day that that happens,
and they sneak them in too,
is the day that my ass is at that school, and they're gonna be charges pressed.
Right.
They like, but also too, that's the same thing that happened at the Capitol building. There's one thing of having some of these agendas.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have these agendas and you want to live your life by these agendas, by all means, go right the fuck ahead. Yep. It don't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not finna tell me how to live my fucking life.
No, thank you.
If I've got enough respect for you, even though I don't even know who the hell you are, to tell you, hey, if you think it's a good idea for your kid at 12 years old to fucking get put on hormones and stuff because you think and little Johnny wore a dress one fucking time, oh, little Johnny's a girl. If you think that's a good idea and you want to do that to your kid, you're an idiot. Right. But fucking do it. That is your child. That is your fucking property.
Right.
But do not sit there and tell me that I have to ask my child at 12 years old, hey, do you think you're a boy, Gracie?
Right.
Do you think you're a boy? Do you think that you're a lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to classify a fucking 12-year-old?
Right. Yep.
Like, and it's stupid that we have had so many of these crazy son of a bitches now that are allowing, doctors are pressured. There are so many doctors out there right now that are screaming against this. But it is a whole fucking movement to where, like, they're letting kids do this shit. And doctors don't want to do it.
It's disgusting.
I've seen where several doctors have fucking quit after years of practicing. Because I'm not fucking doing it.
No.
Like, it is wrong. But you have to fucking, like, why? Let your kid figure out. If you want to be a trans whatever, when you get to be 18, 19 years old, whatever. I don't know if you've seen the story about the girl who killed herself. It was very recent. It was like in the past 2 or 3 months. This girl was confused about her sexuality in high school. So she thought, because of all the shit like in the community or on social media and everything, she thought, oh, I might like girls.
Right.
So maybe I should start dressing like a boy and all this other stuff. Like, maybe that's what I should do because that's what society's telling me to do.
Yep.
Well, this young lady at like 14 or like 15 or 16, she starts taking hormones or whatever it is, testosterone, whatever it is. Starts dressing like a boy and all this. It fucked her ovaries up. Fucked them up.
Yep.
Unrepairable.
Yep.
She gets to be in her early 20s. And anyway, she's went through a phase. It was a phase.
Yep.
And now she's wanting to get married. And the guy she's wanting to marry, he's like, I want a family. Like, I want a family. I'll never be able to have a family with you. It's not that I don't love you, but I want my bloodline.
Yep.
And I get it.
Yes.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
This girl kills herself because of it.
Oh my God.
The dude, like she even says in like some of the stuff that I read on it, like the dude, she was not mad at the guy. She was not mad at him wanting what he wanted. She was mad at herself and knew that she didn't want to go through that heartbreak again. Like she did not want to have to go through that situation. And it was all a mistake that she made. How can you tell? I don't know the stupid shit you did at 15 or 16 years old, but if you told me I had to make a decision that was going to last the rest of my fucking life at 15 or 16 years old, I'm probably making a stupid fucking decision.
Right. Yep. I mean, and there's, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a whole research thing, a conspiracy thing or whatever about like, my thing is like, I don't care. That's where I'm thinking about like, completely doing away with like saying I'm conservative, just like you do, because I mean, people think that when I say I'm conservative, that I don't agree with trans people or whatever. I live your freaking life. I don't care. Don't make me pay for your transition though. Don't take it out of my paycheck. Do not do it. But there's a whole thing linked with like, cause vaccines have like human DNA in it. And there's this whole thing about like the increase of vaccines and the increase of trans going up. And so they think that there's a link between like somebody getting a vaccine that has another human's DNA in it, that they might think, well, I'm a boy or I'm this or I'm that. Well, and I haven't even begun to dig into that, but I heard that and I'm just like, I mean, it makes sense.
I haven't heard anything about it, but I'll tell you why it makes sense if that was the case. If you were ever to be put under tyranny or a dictator, mm-hmm. or whatever, who is going to be the majority of people that stand up and say this shit ain't happening?
Right.
It's going to be men.
Right.
It's going to be men.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not that women wouldn't do it by right. any means, but the majority of it would probably be men. It'd probably be like 70 men, 30% mm-hmm. women. You start demasculating men.
Mm-hmm.
And you start demasculating men, well, then all of a sudden, it's like, and once again, I mean, no disrespect to you or any other woman.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a varsity or a JV high school baseball team playing the Boston Red Sox.
Right.
That's how much of a difference there would be.
Yes.
If it was a real deal, hey, we're fixing to control
mm-hmm.
the population. If they had the army, whatever they have at their disposal or whatever, and then you have a majority of sissies.
Mm-hmm. Like Caitlyn Jenner, she's running for governor of California, which I'm all for that. She said that she doesn't believe in mixing like trans boys in with female sports. She said they have an unfair advantage physically.
When I saw her say that the other day,
mm-hmm.
it was the first time ever
mm-hmm.
I said I like Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time ever. But also, and this will piss a whole lot of left people off that she said it, but she comes from an Olympic background mm-hmm. when she was Bruce. She knows that she would have won every fucking gold medal in the world
mm-hmm.
if she would have ran as a woman.
Right.
A man running against a woman.
Because now all you have to say is, I identify as a woman. You don't have to have any kind of surgery, nothing, no transformation. And then they would automatically be entered in the women's category.
I'm going to tell you, that shit, it'll be phased out real quick.
Yeah.
It's going to take one fucked up situation, one bad situation, and that's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the men going into the girls' bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take one
yep.
or two bad situations. And you know what? Oh, let's just go ahead and build a third bathroom.
Right.
And then that's going to be an issue because, like, oh, now we don't feel like we're equal. No.
Yep.
Do you want to fucking get shot by some dad
because mm-hmm.
you walked in there? And they're like, oh, no, that shouldn't happen. Go to your fucking bathroom you're supposed to go to.
Right.
I don't care. I'll do time.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll do time.
Absolutely.
If I can do anything to keep my child from having a second of being harmed
mm-hmm.
or anything, I'm going to take a chance
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to put you in your fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't like your place, we'll go to your own fucking bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that. I have no problem going to jail over my kid and protecting my kid. I just don't. I mean, I'll say it again. I don't care if you're trans, queer, bi, whatever you want to be, but just. This whole agenda that the left is trying to push about, like, having these bathrooms and not having them separated, it's gets stupid. Under my skin.
There's a reason why it fucking worked for the past 100 years.
Right.
There's a reason why you haven't had
a bunch
of bullshit.
There's a video that came over from England where this guy, obvious guy, he was in the female bathroom.
Yeah.
He was in the women's bathroom. And then this woman was like, hey, you need to get out. Like, this is the women's bathroom. He's like, how do you know I don't identify as a woman?
I'm telling you, that's such a slippery...
It's a slippery slope.
It's
Pandora's box, and you can't open it.
Well, people are going to abuse it. And mm-hmm. when people start abusing it, you have to regulate it.
Yep.
And when you have to regulate it, well, then it becomes a whole other fucking yep. different thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fuck that shit. I promise you. There's going to be some bad shit happening.
Yeah. If it keeps going down the way that it's going, which is why it's important for people like you and I to keep doing what we're doing.
Well, that's why Saturday is important.
Yes.
And I want to just say this to you before we get off here. That's what we really needed to do. And we kind of gave a little preview to folks. We'll mm-hmm. go way more in depth with this on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's even a Q&A.
Yeah, she told me. She didn't tell me that until today.
That's the shit I'm jacked for.
Oh, I'm so stoked about
that's
that.
That's the shit. Like,
that's my shit.
Ask me some questions.
Yes, do it.
Ask
yep.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm down for it. I'm down mm-hmm. for it. But I think you are going to kill it Saturday. Do not be nervous. Only thing I'm going to tell you, just be true to you, dude.
Yep.
You're passionate about this stuff. You're well-versed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can fuck this up.
Yeah.
What happens? You get up there and you say something stupid, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Go back and be like, or just whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you don't say anything, and you're not going to because you're not a racist, hateful person.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that slip up in moments like this and everything are the people that are
fake.
Not good people.
And that are fake.
And then that shit comes out. There's a lot of people that you've seen that try to pull this conservative angle on social media, or they're the other side. They're the Democratic side. That lady that I got on next week or in the next 2 weeks, Perfectly Kelsey, I did not know she was a Democrat or full Biden supporter until someone told me. But once they told me, I looked at her stuff, the way she goes about it.
Right.
I am very excited to have a conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we have to do.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to. And maybe she convinces me something different. But that's what all this is about. That's why I didn't like the line when Candace said there's no compromise.
Right.
If there's no compromise,
you
then you're
unity.
Dividing us.
You can't have unity.
You have to have unity.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. This is the United States of America, not the divided states
Absolutely.
Of America.
It's united we, what is it? United we stand, divided we fall.
That is very correct. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, you're going to kill it Saturday. I'm excited to meet Jimmy, too.
I know.
I'm Angel. Getting a picture. I'm not big on doing like the TikToks of people because y'all be dancing and doing some weird shit.
I know.
I just like posting dumbass shit.
Yeah, you do.
That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while, like a thing that from, by the way, what you did for April the 24th, for whatever the people is like, are we going, that's how you handle it.
Yep.
The way you did it is exactly why there was no shit happening.
Yep.
And I like the video I do edit or whatever I did with the, or
you
whatever.
Like screen recorded or
something. Whatever it was, because you proved a fucking point that all men, women, and everybody else needed to know. And you did it in such a good fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I usually don't do it. People or whatever. Stitch people, whatever it is. You prove why guns are important.
Yep.
You prove why, in the first place, when we put the Second Amendment into the Constitution and everything, it's because there will be a day that comes along. There's an unfair advantage. If I wanted to come over and kick your ass right now and you didn't have your gun on you, I'm more than likely I'd kick your ass right now.
1,000%.
That firearm evens the playing field. And you became intimidating and you became someone not to fuck with the second you posted that picture or that video, and nobody fucked with you.
Yep.
Nobody fucked with a lot of people.
Right.
I don't think anybody got fucked with. I think it was the stupidest thing I've ever heard of anyway.
But you never can. I mean, like, the thing is like, I don't, even though it might have been some stupid, dark, disgusting joke about what those boys said that they were going to do and that they were encouraging other boys to do. And I'm very hesitant on saying men because men don't fucking do that.
No, that's not
they
a
don't.
Fuck. That's not
that's
even
boys.
A boy. That's a bitch.
Right, exactly.
That is a bitch.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, I was not about to take it lightly.
You
know, I mean, I carry every single day as is, and I pray. The only time I've ever used that 380 is at the gun range.
Yeah,
I pray I never have to use a single round.
Yeah,
ever. But I'm fully prepared to take somebody's life. Jimmy told me because he gave me that gun. He was just like, "You better prepare. The second you draw, you're about
Yo,
to. Take,
you have
you're,
to.
You're about to take
you,
a life.
If you ever pull it." You don't
he
question.
Said, "You be prepared to take a life." He said, "That's why," because he gave me hollow points and all
no,
that
yeah.
stuff. And
no,
he was like, you use hollow points to kill.
Yeah. And the thing I said at the end of that video, and I'm actually putting it on the shirt for my second, I've never done like a Second Amendment shirt, but I said, owning a gun is about having safety over uncertainty.
Yes.
That is all it is.
That's all
that,
it
that's
is.
That's fucking is.
I know that wherever I go, it doesn't matter because I have that with me at all times and I could defend myself. Even like I did jiu-jitsu for a little bit, but like you don't know who you're going up against.
You don't.
And you don't know what they got on them.
No.
You have no idea.
That is the
And I teach my son too. My son knows very well that I have a gun on me at all times. But he also knows that you don't touch a gun unless an adult is around.
That is proper training. That's what you're supposed to do. Gracie knows how to even load. She knows how to fire. She knows everything. But she also knows, and she knows where it's in the lockbox and everything. She knows not to get close to it. She knows it's not a toy. It's not to be fucked with.
Yep.
It is. If you that comes out, there better be a damn good reason why it comes out.
The second that it comes out, you better be prepared to kill somebody.
That is one reason why, like, you're one of the people. I'm tying my wagon to folks like you and Kate. And some other people when it comes to politics and stuff. Like, I like doing the fun shit with other people, but this is life-changing shit. Like, this is somebody, you will make an effect on someone's life.
It's crazy to even think that. Because, I mean, I started this just, like, in quarantine whenever I didn't know what the hell COVID was. Just, like, doing TikTok. And then in June, I came out and said that I supported Trump. And then it just took off from there. And then here we are.
And then this weekend you get to speak in Dalton, Georgia, in front of Lynn Wood and so many more.
I'm so excited.
You know what? They think that we're the cool ones.
I know.
Is that fucking
weird?
They
have no idea.
We're going to bomb. We're not going to bomb. You're going to kill it. And like I said, I will not be surprised if they don't ask you for your information to stay in touch with you over the next couple of years and
they
see
better.
How you grow. If they don't do it this time, they'll do it in others.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it. You have got what they wanted Kelly Loeffler to be.
Like, I met her. There was nothing special about her.
I've never met her.
I have met her. She is about as dry as...
Just show... Like,
as dry as a college night.
Remember what you just said right there when you get up on stage Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
She's dry.
Mm-hmm.
Get up there. Be passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Be real. Put your heart out there, your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't fail. It's sitting like a test.
Right.
You know, there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
This is you.
Yeah.
You are got to present yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one chance right now. There'll be other ones, hopefully. But this is your one chance to prove to everybody that has said any bullshit about you or whatever.
Now I want to change my song to the Eminem song.
Yeah, whatever you are going to play, don't do that one.
Don't do Eminem.
No, you fucking. I'd rather you do Eminem than the one you told me earlier.
No, I think I might, but I kind of want to do the Aaron Lewis one that you...
Whichever one of the ones I don't, I'll turn you on to some more before we get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm probably doing God and Guns. Like, the more I listened to it earlier, because I would like to do the Creed Fisher one that I played you where he says that bitch Nancy wants to take our guns away.
Mm-hmm.
I like that line, but I also... I don't know how many curse words out there. I'm throwing hell and damn in there like
crazy.
Yeah,
I got to be careful because my kid's going to be there.
Tell them that they're going to hear hell and damn.
He hears that from me, but like certain words.
Oh, yeah, that's the only two. Oh, that's another thing. Only hell and damn.
Okay.
Hell and damn throw passion. They're passionate words.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm so damn tired of the way Georgia's being ran.
Mm-hmm.
Put emphasis on that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, tension grabber.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some of those other off air. But thank you for coming. And Saturday, once again, Dalton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
What time does it start? Do you know?
Meet and greet. The VIP meet and greet is from 1 to 2, and then the event's 2 to 5.
1 to 2, then 2 to 5. Oh, I don't think I told you this.
Hmm.
I got to make sure Candace got lined up. We're supposed to be doing a podcast with Lynn that day.
Yeah, she told me that.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a good
one. Yeah, I'm going to have to get there at like 9 a.m.
Yeah,
or some shit.
I'm probably going to stay in Atlanta.
I might have to have my kid or have Landon, like, go with my... Or, like, the night before or something so I can get up. Because they're going to come.
Cool.
My mom and dad and...
Well, if you want to meet us and some other great folks that are supporting the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, and a whole lot of things, come out to Dalton, Georgia, and support Candace Taylor for governor of the great state of Georgia. Well, it ain't great right now, but we're going to turn that shit around real quick. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We'll catch you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.